Now on Sports Today, the coaches back to back. For Pedders, the place to go before you tow. Brake, steering and suspension. See pedders.com.au.
Yeah, great to have him on board for coaches back-to-back in 2016, the Mighty Team at Pedders. The coach of the Gold Coast Suns, Rodney Eade, has been good enough to join us. And as we welcome Rodney in, one of our good sponsors here is SKG Radiology. When injuries occur, the choice is clear. Rocket, is it true the Gold Coast Suns have invested into that company?
Yeah, I think they'd make a fair bit of money out of it. That's for sure. There's no doubt we might have to buy tickets actually to get in. So like without going through the door.
Mate, what are you going to do? I mean, this is 2 years in a row that you have been absolutely hammered, and we're not talking about your bottom end talent. We're talking about a lot of your top end.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Carl. And it's a bit frustrating, I think, for everybody, not only the coaching group, but the club, but the players as well. They sort of, previous to the weekend, the last 4 or 5 weeks have been encouraging and showing what we might be able to achieve, and losing three of our midfielders the previous game was a bit disappointing. But anyway, we've just got to assess. I think last year was a fair bit of soft tissue, and we addressed a lot of problems we thought we had. This year, it's generally been shoulders and knees and ankles, which are obviously the trauma injuries. So we've got to, which is probably most of bad luck, but we've got to probably assess going forward about what we do about those individuals that don't occur again.
Ablett and Presti are both in Melbourne today. Ablett's
and Ricciatelli as well.
Two surgeons, Ablett. Any feedback from them? And Presti obviously got some knee problems, and Ricciatelli, well, we're fairly acutely aware about what's happened to him.
Yeah, Rich will have an operation on Friday, have his ACL done. Dion will have an operation, so we won't know really until the surgeon gets in there, has a look. Best case scenario will be 2 to 3 weeks. If there's a little bit of extra damage, probably only minor stuff, I don't think any major, it could mean that it could be 4 to 6, which means the season. So where we are on the ladder, I don't think there's any need to rush him, to be honest. And Gary, yeah, seeing getting a second opinion off another surgeon, so Greg Hoy has recommended going and see another guy as well. So I think Gary's just weighing up the operation and what operation he'll have and when he'll have that. But that'll certainly happen. It may probably happen by the end of the week.
Let's forget about what you haven't got and what you have got. And what you have got is a very, very, very good forward by the name of Tom Lynch. Mate, you must be really proud of what he's been able to achieve. I think he's 51 goals, Rocket, and he's only a couple off the Coleman.
Yeah, he's been fantastic, really, Tom. He's a terrific leader. And he's the weekend he missed a couple of the easy ones. The week before he kicked straight, and then against St Kilda, I think he kicked 1-5. So he really, with a number of chances he's had, he really could be up around 60 goals. And the weekend was, and that's the type of player he is, he gave two off his mark within 30 metres and handballed it off to players as well. So he's a very unselfish player, but he's such a competitor, and really, if we can get it in there enough, and obviously with the midfield down, and numbers affects that, but if we can get in there, we obviously believe that he can be a real focal point for us.
Could he, or is he ready to lead the club beyond this season, or you don't want to bestow too much on him too soon?
That's a good question, Brad. I think we'll wait and see how Gary is. I mean, he's the leader at the moment. I think he's had a fair say where we head with that in the future. With his shoulder injury, he may just want to concentrate on playing footy, but it's all speculation at the moment. But I think any of those, Stephen May's the other one. Stephen and Tom have really stood up extremely well, as has Dion. Dion's been really tough with playing with a bit of discomfort in his leg for such a long time. So he's certainly in his own way, can be a very good leader. So I think all three of those have done extremely well. But Tom, through his performance, just probably stands out a bit more.
Mate, what about Jago O'Meara? We spoke to Colin Young, his manager, here on the program last week, and he wants to get back and play some footy before he decides to talk to Gold Coast or anyone else about his future. Is he getting close?
He came off at half-time at the weekend, so he's a bit sore in calves and hamstrings, and his knee was a little bit sore, so it was more about precaution. So he's just seeing how that pulls up the sick. So that'll count him out from playing seniors this weekend. The seconds have got a bye this weekend, so he'll still be a week or two away be able to be able to play senior footy. So we're just going to take a cautious approach with him. There's no, he hasn't played for 18 months or probably nearly 2 years. So there's going to be not only his knee, but other things need to acclimatise to playing footy again. So as we always said, there's a lot of expectations on him from a whole range of different people externally as well. But we'll just be cautious with it and do what we think's best for him.
So with the predicament that your list is in, do you find yourself maybe thinking about putting a timeline on blokes like Prestia or Mira? I think Swallow's contracted anyway, but he's another one that's been thrown up in the mix. I mean, do you think about putting some timelines on these guys, saying, is there any danger of your blokes committing or not?
Well, Prestia's going, isn't he, Rocket?
Not that I know of, Carl.
All right.
You've heard something different.
Well, that's what I've heard, mate.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. That's okay. It's if he lets us know at some stage, we'll work through that.
So he hasn't said that yet?
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
But if he comes to us, whichever club wants him, they'll have a fair bit to give up to get him, so that's okay. We'll work through that. There probably needs to be some, but we'll have ongoing dialogue with them. We're not going to, you know, because we rate them highly as not only footballers, but as people within the club. We obviously want to do the right thing by them, but at the same time, there's a tipping point where we have to do the right thing by the footy club. So there's not a timeline at this stage, but certainly we'll have ongoing discussions that we'll need to, if they can't make their mind up, maybe we need to do what's best we can for the footy club as far as recruiting people.
Just on that point then, Rod, with say that, you know, planning for the future and building your club, and that's what you intend to do, and that's why you went up there in the first place. Is it something that, you know, you feel is more difficult in your environment than, say, elsewhere, or do you think that this is just the challenges that are going to face every club, this player movement, what we're seeing increase year in, year out now, given that it's become easier?
Oh, there's no doubt it's going to be ongoing. It's going to increase, and I think as a sport, we're probably the most loyal-based elite sport in the world, AFL, but with free agency. And in the initial years of free agency, there wasn't a lot of movement. But as younger players come in and with managers and knowing that they can move and move for money, there won't be as much loyalty around. So it's not going to be us. If we have a look at Hawthorn, they lost, and some are going to be salary cap issues, the better teams. They lost Franklin and Matt Suckling, who have played premierships. So it's not just any one particular team. And if the AFL PA get their way and have 6 years as for free agency, it's going to be an open lottery. And I really feel for clubs, but I feel for supporters that they'll be attached to players and there'll be a lot of movement. There'll be a lot of movement, even though there is a salary cap. So I think as an industry, we better get used to it.
Rocket, with the wretched run of injury over the last 2 years, as Cal pointed out, have you found any players that you thought, well, he might be a little bit far away, but all of a sudden you've had to accelerate them and give them an opportunity? Have you found any players?
Well, we did last year. Hall and Lonigan sort of stood up in the midfield. This year, we knew he was going to be a good player, but Young Archie from South Freo, he's got a lot more games, but we think he's really developed because of his exposure to league footy. Jesse Joyce, a young boy that we put on our Category B, was really just a local lad who played Queensland under-18s and played Palm Beach Currumbin. Well, his skills are as good as anyone we've got in our team. So he's played five or six games, and now we're really pleased with his development. So there's examples of players that... Peter Wright's the one, really. I mean, at the start of the year, we didn't pick him. We thought... me personally didn't think we could play three talls, and Sam Day was in front of him. Sam's form was fantastic, and then we got our injuries and we played Sam down back, and Peter got his chance. He played poorly in the weekend, but I think he's played 12 or 13 games now. We can see what sort of talent he's going to be. So having the extra games accelerates his development as well.
How are they promoting the game on the weekend, the Battle of the Wounded?
It is a bit like that. You feel, sort of, you look at Freo, and I've got empathy that we're in a similar boat, that... not many to choose from. They've probably got a bit of advantage in the midfield with what we've got out. I know they've lost, they've got Fife and a couple of others out, and Barlow, but probably got more A-grade talent in there than we have. But our forward line has got some, you know, as you mentioned, Lynch and Peter and a few others. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting battle, that's for sure.
As we let you go, mate, just one more on the recruiting. Have you found, have you had any, no names required, have you had any managers seeking Gold Coast is a place that their players would like to go, as opposed to you going out and actively seeking players.
Yes, we have. Yes, so that's always a positive. No names, no factual, but yeah, that's on the cards.
Well, you two can speak firsthand about that if we go back in the good old days, can't we?
Absolutely. It started to get up the Bears, yeah, when we first started there. But
The teddies. It was a good time teddies.
Well, we all used to have a good time. I remember, Rod, we used to stay over as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's just some of the teams that come up here at that stage and have a good time before they play.
Hey, Rocket, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to the game against Fremantle on the weekend. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.